Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. As part of a final project in their Advanced Placement English Language and Composition class, students investigated, interviewed, and reflected on aspects of life they felt deserved more attention.
Charged for this call. This call is from an inmate at Monroe Correctional Complex. This call will be recorded and monitored. If you wish to block any future calls of this nature, dial 7 now. To accept this call, press 5 now. To decline this call, hang up. Thank you.
Hey, gorgeous. Good morning.
Hey, Daddy. How are you?
My dad has been in prison since 2012. He had a manic episode and stole $200,000 worth of wine from a wine cellar in Belltown, and then tried to set fire to the whole place. Fortunately, or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, he broke his ankle within 10 minutes of breaking in, and his mobility was severely limited, which made him unable to carry out his genius plan.
Like, ever since my dad died in 2012, so it's been 7 years in and out of jail.
This is Tori Ulm talking about her mother, who has been in and out of jail and rehab.
Yeah, it's just not really good for her. I've been living with, like, family members, and then usually after she's in jail, she goes to rehab, so that's a longer time.
According to Child and Adolescent Health Measurement Initiative, half of all Americans know someone that is in prison. Additionally, 1 in 12 children, or 5.7 million children, have had an incarcerated parent.
For many children with incarcerated parents, they lose a part of their safety net.
She's just not really there. She's not really, like, supporting me, like, fully as much as I'd like her to. And I think that, like, she has not become a mother figure because she is, like, choosing these different things.
According to the Bureau of Justice, in 1980, there were 19,000 people in state prisons for drug offenses. In 2017, that number has risen to 190,000. For many, drug offenses in the prison system leave people in a constant cycle of going from prison to rehab to prison again. The children they leave behind see their parents even less.
The most challenging part of having a loved one in prison is communication. It's expensive and frustrating and not intuitive for either party.
For the past couple months, she's been calling me from King County Correctional Facility. And so I've been, like, trying to tell her, I was like, you need to stop calling me so much because you're, like, wasting money on these calls and my grandma doesn't really want to pay for it. And so she calls me, like, over the phone through, like, the paid thing, and it gives you, like, this little message at the beginning saying, like,
if your attorney number is not on the do not record list,
and so on and so forth. But, like, yeah, she talks to me for, like, a couple minutes, and that's pretty much it.
Phone calls from prison can be very expensive, and it often isn't possible or easy to visit incarcerated parents. For children with parents in prison or jail, their communication is severely limited, and they essentially lose that role model.
There are other options besides calling. A weird email service that is frustrating, and letters are also available. But this isn't the 1800s, and I do not have the time. So I stick to phone calls because they feel the most personal, and it's the easiest way to connect with an inmate. My dad asks for pictures because I don't see him very often. So that's the only time I send him anything.
One of the reasons we rarely hear about the children who have incarcerated parents is because of the stigma surrounding it. This can serve to further isolate those with loved ones in prison.
I was never open about my dad being in prison until I was a sophomore. It wasn't something that I liked to talk about with my friends, and especially not with my family. It seemed like I was being a burden whenever I tried to talk about my dad, and that no one would understand or want to understand what I was going through. I still feel that way sometimes, but this is a part of me, and not talking about it feels dishonest. However, it's something that is usually brought up by others unintentionally stepping onto the social landmine.
I'm not too picky about what people say or how people say it. I'm just thinking about, like, how to be a little more normal versus how to be just, like, having this control my life, and I'd rather control it myself.
According to the National Institute of Justice, those with incarcerated parents are more likely to experience economic hardship, antisocial behavior, psychological strain, suspension or expulsion from school, and criminal activity.
Tari has been with her brother throughout everything these past years.
My brother, he is older than me, so I don't know how he handles it because he doesn't really talk about it that much, but I personally am very open about it.
My little brother had nightmares for months after my dad was arrested about how the police were going to come into our house and kill our whole family. Even though he wasn't there like I was when it happened, he was traumatized by that experience.
According to the Population Reference Bureau, parental incarceration and the well-being of children are very connected, which should prompt changing sentencing policies to help those with parents in prison be able to see their parents sooner. Incarceration fractures a relationship. Both parties want to repair it, but sometimes it's just not possible.
I've lost respect for her. Because I think it's just irresponsible that she would do all these things in order to make her life better rather than choosing her kids.
My dad's sentence is almost over. He'll be released on June 18th. It'll be really different as he searches for housing and jobs, but I'm excited. I've waited a long time for this.
Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. This segment was produced by Ritzy Davidson, Audrey Harris, Karma Kunchop, and Tari Bumbi. Special thanks to Roosevelt High School teacher Carolyn Kenny Hall and to the Roosevelt High School Foundation for their support. Original music was created by Steve Griggs through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.